So now that you know your purpose in life, what's next? What do you do? Which way do you go? How do you even begin to fulfill your purpose in life? The answer is simple. You set a plan and you go for it. Hello and welcome back to the Get a Life podcast series. This is Jessica DeHart and you're listening to podcast number 6 entitled Finding Your Way. This is the last podcast in the series, so be sure to check iTunes for more podcasts from our Brilliant Life Foundation. We are dedicated to helping you live a meaningful and fun life as you become all you were created to be. You should have in front of you all of your written work you have completed up to this point. You also need the worksheets for podcast number 6 or your own blank sheets of paper. The Finding Your Way podcast will help you create a game plan to achieve your purpose, as well as teach you how to empower yourself more. The first section is entitled A Game Plan. The second section is entitled Your Power Tools. So let's get started with the first section, A Game Plan. So many people say, ugh, I hate setting goals. To some people, setting goals seems scary or ominous, difficult, unattainable, or only for overachievers. I get that. Take a minute to locate your written work from podcast number 4 entitled Your Dreams and Aspirations. Look back through your work and pick out 5 very important dreams you want to begin to achieve. Make sure these dreams or future accomplishments, as we will call them, are something you want so badly that you must have it in your life and are willing to work for it. Be well-rounded when choosing your 5 accomplishments. Pick one that pertains to your purpose in life, another that relates to a developing interest, and maybe another accomplishment that pertains to work or a hobby. Next, make sure your 5 future accomplishments are concise and measurable. In other words, you wouldn't want to write, "I start my own business." Instead, you would want to be more specific and write a statement with more detail like, "I buy a Rising Roll franchise by 2013. This statement is very specific to the business that you want to begin, and it is measurable because we have a date attached to the statement. Accomplishments can be measured by using dates, time, weight, distance, numbers, money, amounts in dollars and cents, cost, height, length, width. I think you get the idea. So continuing on with your worksheets, make sure your dreams are concise and measurable, then write these 5 future accomplishments down on your worksheets or blank piece of paper. Each future accomplishment should have its own page. Go for it. Next, write down the steps that you need to take to achieve each future accomplishment. Break down the steps into small, doable steps. This will assure better success when each step is doable. Sometimes the bigger steps scare us or seem nearly impossible and we just give up at the start. Use as many or as few steps as you need for that accomplishment. Take your time and do this work now. Writing out these small, doable steps is a wonderful way to approach big problems and projects. They say you can eat an elephant one small bite at a time. I know that sounds disgusting, but you get what they mean. The impossible can be done one step at a time. Step by step, eventually you arrive at your destination. So what can you do today to begin achieving your future dreams? When you achieve one dream, you must dream up another one. When one of my students asked me how long they need to work to make their dreams come true, I always have the same answer for them: as long as it takes. If you are breathing, you should have dreams that lead your life, always. Always have something that you are working towards. Why? Because your dreams give your life direction. Dreams challenge you and make you a better, stronger person. Accomplishing our dreams helps us learn to handle adversity better. We learn to become more resourceful and develop better patience. When you chase your dreams, you discover what you are made of. You know where you're challenged. You know how you need to improve. And until you challenge yourself to take this awesome journey and get a life, you can't even begin to understand what I'm speaking of. Now let's talk about those resources and power tools. You already have everything you need to be successful. You were born with an amazing amount of potential buried inside of you. You have mustard seeds of bravery, courage, self-esteem, determination, perseverance, and anything else that you need to be successful. These mustard seeds are your power tools. They are already inside of you, just waiting to be tapped into. What are you waiting for? Let's get going. Begin fulfilling your purpose. Dare to take that first small doable step. If you find that you want to be braver, then act brave. If you want more courage, then you must act courageous. Do something that challenges you. Do something that you're afraid of doing. You must challenge yourself and grow if you want to reach your potential. Let yourself grow. Another great power tool is commitment. Commitment is a lot like magic. When you get 100% without a doubt committed to fulfilling your purpose and you set out to accomplish your dreams, amazing things begin to happen to you. Unexpected doors open, or you meet someone vital to your success, or a stranger gives you an answer that you have been waiting for, or you find a book or a website that energizes you and excites you even more, helping you keep your momentum moving forward. When you completely commit, all kinds of wonderful and necessary resources come your way. It's like the whole world conspires to help you succeed. Have you ever heard of serendipity? Serendipity is when an unexpected great thing happens to you, and you have no idea how it all transpired, but it did. This is serendipity. Like when you needed something and it finds its way to you, I love that. And you should too. You need to expect serendipity in your life. Depend upon it. Look for it. It will happen all around you. Serendipity happens when you commit. Another great power tool is self-esteem. After you have taken a few small doable steps, turn around, look back, see how far you've come. And that, my friend, is how you build self-esteem. You build self-esteem by doing. Self-esteem is that having already done something that was so hard and difficult and knowing that you could do even more. Growing your self-esteem makes you become more determined and more capable. So just step out and take that first small step. You'll be amazed at how far you can go. Another extremely helpful tool is your dream team. Successful people never succeeded all by themselves. They had lots of help and from many different kinds of people. There is a good chance that even they had a dream team in place to help them succeed. A dream team member is someone who holds you accountable, who believes in you, is someone that you can count on, someone that lifts you up, and someone that helps you be the best person that you can be. I believe that certain people come into our lives for a reason. You may not understand at the present moment why certain people are in your life, but in hindsight, it usually makes perfect sense. So let's create your dream team. Your dream team should be a mix of people at different stages and ages of life. They can be relatives, a friend, a boss, a counselor, a neighbor, a minister, a business mentor, or an acquaintance that you admire. So think of five people who hold you accountable, who you can count on, who believe in you, who lift you up, and who help you be the best person you can be. Go to your worksheets and look for the piece of paper with the words Dream Team at the top. Or use your own blank piece of paper and write Dream Team at the top of that paper. Then write the name of the five people that you can count on to be on your dream team and support you on your journey of life. Do this work now. Rely on your dream team. Ask them for help. Let them solve problems with you. Expect their expertise. You never know. You may be on someone else's dream team someone day. We're all here to help one another. So let's say you're on your way, you're humming along, you're crossing out each small doable step as you take them, you're succeeding, you're finding lots of success, you're taking on challenges that come your way, you're relying on your dream team, you're being brave and courageous, growing all your mustard seeds, And all seems to be going well until all of a sudden one day you hit a wall. You get stuck. This is maybe where you begin to procrastinate, get bored, become less focused, start second guessing yourself, have anxiety, feel inadequate. Some people even feel depressed or begin questioning if they have what it takes to be successful. This is completely normal. Let me repeat that. Getting stuck is completely normal. It is part of a successful journey, and we were designed to get stuck. I know that sounds funny, but we get stuck because it's time to grow. Let me say that again. We get stuck because it's time for us to grow and develop ourselves even more. That's all. It's that simple. We weren't born with all the technique in the world. We were only born with the mustard seeds, and we spend our lives growing them, and that is how we reach our potential. Don't overcomplicate getting stuck. Don't overanalyze your moods and change an energy level when you get stuck. It just means it's time to develop new skills. Developing skill is part of reaching your potential. This is part of being all you can be. You were born to grow, so you must get yourself unstuck, and the only way to do that is to grow. I will be the first to tell you that it is easier to get unstuck than it is to stay stuck. I used to have all kinds of anxiety when I got stuck, and I would create more anxiety and make it all worse by second-guessing myself. But now, I know that getting stuck, I know that feeling, and I treat it only for what it is. It's just a time to grow and learn new skill, that's all. Then I get to work and grow. So try and do the same. It gets easier each time. So how do you get unstuck? You empower yourself with your power tools that we've already talked about. Courage, confidence, bravery, commitment. Look for serendipity. Let it lead you. Also, you have more power tools, and I'll briefly talk about those. Power tools like your intuition and your gut, your ability to focus, affirmations, visualizations, prayer, faith, patience, perseverance, and stick-to-itness. Let's start with your intuition and your gut. Let that gut help you find your way out of getting stuck. Your gut will tell you why you are stuck and what you need to do to get unstuck. So follow your gut, listen to it. It knows best. Your ability to focus is another great power tool. Always keep the end in mind. Remember what you're trying to achieve and don't lose sight of it. Know what you want to accomplish. Reread your written work daily. Rewrite your future accomplishments daily. Rewrite your steps. Read them over and over again. Memorize them. Tell someone else what you want to accomplish. That is how you stay focused, keeping the end in mind. Affirmations and visualizations are two other highly effective power tools that empower you and help you grow stronger. You should write your affirmations because the mind-hand-brain connection is a powerful, powerful tool. There are worksheets to get you started on writing affirmations, or you can write them on your blank pages. But there is a correct way to write an affirmation. Basically, the affirmation sentence is in three parts. Part number one is you start with the word I. Part number two is then you write a verb such as run, teach, achieve. You get the idea. The third and last part of the affirmation is you write what you're trying to achieve. This statement must be positive. You would never write an affirmation that says, I will never eat French fries again. Why? Because your brain cannot distinguish the difference between positive and negative statements. So your brain would read the same statement as, eat French fries again. The brain is constantly looking for direction. It does whatever we tell it to do. So maybe a better way to phrase that sentence would be to write, I am a healthy eater. Do you see the difference? Then your brain will capture the words healthy eater and begin to behave that way. Ideally, you read and write your affirmations first thing in the morning and last thing before you drift off to sleep at night. Why? Because these are the two times a day when your brain is the most susceptible to input. Visualizations are similar to your affirmations in that the most effective time of day to visualize, again, is first thing in the morning and last thing at night before you drift off to sleep. What should you visualize? Visualize yourself accomplishing your goals or taking the steps that you need to achieve those goals. Again, your brain is always looking for direction. So empower yourself. Tell your brain exactly what to do. Affirmations and visualizations are great tools to help you get unstuck. They will help you become more confident and more capable. Prayer and faith are fabulous tools also. You need to believe in a higher power to help you find your way. See yourself as big as your Creator sees you. Know that something bigger than you is in charge of this world and that you only have to do your important part. Use your intuition and pray for direction and guidance, and you will find your way, I promise. Prayer changes attitudes and mends all kinds of broken hearts. So get connected to a bigger, more spiritual force in the world so you can live freer and more peaceful and be more effective. Patience and perseverance, that stick-to-itness, are huge parts of success. You can't see the universal timing of the world, so assume that the best is going on and learn to wait. Assume that other important parts of your puzzle are lining up so that you can become successful. I know patience is hard. I know it firsthand. And we're only born with a small mustard seed of patience. Patience is only grown when it's being tested. So accept the tests. Pass most of them that come your way. No one is perfect. Just try your best. Fight to stay patient. Use helpful affirmations like, I am patient. I know good things are coming my way. I assume the best. I know the best case scenario is going on behind the scenes. I know the stars are lining up for me. I am patient. Again, the more you tap into those power tools, the more they grow. The more you grow, the more you live to your great potential. We are about at the end of this podcast series, and I have so enjoyed guiding you and helping you find your way. I want to leave you with one more big idea. The idea of, what if you never did your part? What if someone else's success was dependent upon your success? Surely you realize how important you are to this world and that you were born to do many great things in this time in history. The world needs you to be your best now. What do you want to be known for? A person who tried, or a person who sat safe in their house and never really took chances and lived? Do you want to experience the hilltops and the valleys in life, the ups and the downs and the all-arounds? That's really where life is lived. Do you want to be someone people knew, or someone people only wondered about? Will you share your gifts and make the world a better place, or will you sit around and wonder why life is so boring? You were born to touch humanity in only a way that you can touch it. This is your time in history. Every day and in every way, surround yourself with quality people. Make good decisions. Follow your dreams. Use your gifts. Be brave. Take life's challenges and keep your dream team close by. You only have 100 years. What are you going to do with them? I would like to leave you with a true story. When my 57-year-old father was diagnosed with esophageal cancer, his prognosis was only 1.5 years to live. A year into chemo and radiation treatments, things weren't even looking that optimistic. Around that 1-year mark, I was visiting with him. I'll never forget that day. We were in his living room, and I was sitting across from him. I couldn't help but notice how he looked like Shrek, the character from Disney's movie of the same name. His face was swollen to about 2 times the usual size. He was bald and didn't have any eyebrows or eyelashes. His eyes were enlarged and seemed to look in different directions, ever so slightly. To top off this look, his swollen tongue hung out of his open mouth. Shrek is not a good look, especially for a man as handsome as my father was. So there we were, sitting in his living room. I was telling him all about how I wanted to publish children's books and help the next generation be all that they can be, talking about my children and all the great things I wanted to do with them, and my great marriage, and I was thrilled and energized as I talked about my big dreams for my life. I also talked about all the other great things I wanted to do with my life. And like any good father, my dad sat and listened. But after about 10 minutes, he began rubbing his swollen head and looked distressed. That made me think, hey, who am I to sit here and talk about all the great things I want to do with my life when this man may not even make it to next month? I got quiet and just stared at him. I felt uncomfortable and didn't really know what to say. Slowly he steadied himself up and stood behind his walker. "I want to show you something," was all he said. He pushed his walker ahead of him and shuffled his feet forward until he met up with his walker again. I followed him, over and over, slowly but surely. We made it to the top of his basement steps. He stepped away from his walker and grabbed the banister. It took him 15 minutes to get down the small flight of stairs. He went down sideways, wincing in pain and sweating, until he finally reached the bottom. I carried his walker down the stairs, right behind him. From there, I followed him through the basement door to his garage, then to his desk, and he reached for a small piece of paper that he had ripped out of his day timer and handed it to me. He said, "Here, look at this. These are the things that I wanted to do with my life." Well, so elated with this amazing father-daughter moment, I said, "Wow, Dad, which ones did you do? Tell me, which ones did you do?" He shook his head, and then he looked at me with a horrible, disgusted look and said, "None of them. Don't let it happen to you." My father crawled into bed that night, and he never got out again. So you only have 100 years, and they're very important to this world. You have dreams you need to accomplish, things you need to go for. What are you waiting for? What are you going to do with these 100 years? Now be brave and get going in the direction that makes sense to you. Thank you for listening. This has been my pleasure to deliver this Get a Life podcast series to you. Please look for other Brilliant Life products on iTunes, or visit our website at www.abrilliantlife.org. So long for now, until next time.